Welcome to the Biz for Good show with your hosts, Bobby Glenn James and Ryan Pilkington. The Biz for Good podcast is a fun and adventurous series that dives into the world of business, nonprofit, and startups, making a difference in the world for good. Get ready for another episode. Hey, cue that sick intro.
For good.
It's Ryan.
It's me. Welcome to episode 23 of the Biz for Good show with Bobby Glenn
James. Is it really 23?
20. Michael Jordan.
Is 23?
23.
Oh, he's only 23 years old. He looks much older than that. He's done a lot in his 23 years. We immediately went off track.
You
all the
threw
time.
Me again.
Hey, I wasn't wasting any time today. Sorry. Okay. I'll shut up.
Okay. We're good. Welcome to episode 23 of the Biz for Good show, starring Bobby Glenn James and Ryan Pilkington. That's me.
The Ryan Pilkington. I know I totally do the. Everybody gets mad because of the audio gets.
We're good. Okay. Just turn down your. Never mind. We have an amazing
guest today. Of course, we have a powerful, amazing guest today.
Jennifer.
Thank you to the
Jennifer Russell Whitaker.
Jennifer Russell Whitaker. It just rolls off the.
That's right.
Powerful name. Powerful.
She's live in the studio with us today. We're on Facebook and YouTube live. And we have Jennifer here. She's a modeling coach, a public speaker, and for young women.
A power speaker.
A powerful speaker. So we're just going to go with this B4G studio news into some segments and then into the interview.
I love it. And Jennifer has been nice enough to say she'll do segments with us.
I love it.
So
I'm happy to be here.
Awesome.
Thanks for having me, guys.
She's on board.
Let's do this.
All right. We just want to take this time and thank our sponsors at this time.
Sponsors, yes.
We have ReGraphics, and we'll talk about them here in a second. Here we go. Whether you are a startup company or have been a business owner for some time, ReGraphics is a full design company that dives deeper into your brand and provides a free design audit to see if your graphics are reaching your target market. Schedule your free consultation today at 801-970-2732. ReGraphics, creative design and auditing. Get noticed, and we'll put the link on our Facebook.
Awesome. Also, we'd like to say shout out to EFL360.com. Entrepreneurs, founders, and leaders. A safe place to come, grow, connect, network, and actually create relationships of other like-minded entrepreneurs, founders, and leaders that want to step up their game in life. EFL360.com. We'd also like to say a shout out to Speak Up Professional Speaker Studio. We love those guys. To make the impact you want to make in life, you get to learn how to be a speaker. A lot of people think you can just jump up and start talking and making an impact. Very few folks can do that just on a whim. You got to learn how to be an effective speaker and get your message out there. SpeakUpSpeakers.com.
Awesome. We want to thank those sponsors. Definitely keep this show
thank
rolling.
Thank you, sponsors.
And now into the segments. We just have a biz hack for you today. Is 9 strategies for busy entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs
9
are busy?
Strategies for busy entrepreneurs. Yeah, are entrepreneurs busy, Jennifer? Do they, like, work at all? Isn't that why you do it?
I don't know. I mean, don't they sit around and watch soap operas and bonbons all day long? I just thought that's what they did.
Yeah, that's why
totally
you become
kidding.
A soap opera.
I'm totally kidding. They are busy, and I salute them for all that they do. They're amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So these strategies are self-care. 9 strategies for self-care.
Oh, that's good.
Because we got to take care of ourselves.
We do. People don't realize to be successful in business, you got to take care of yourself. Because if you don't take care of yourself, you're not going to take care of your business.
Right. And that goes anywhere, I would say. But I agree.
Awesome. So we'll
number
just,
one.
We'll go down the list.
Let's do it.
And the first one is breathe.
Isn't it interesting when you say the word breathe, it makes you want to breathe?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They say that you don't take enough deep breaths. Most people, especially people that are stressed out and stuff, they do not breathe through the stomach. I mean, I love meditation. And I love breath stuff. It is insanely powerful. It's funny how something so simple is so powerful.
Oh, true. I completely agree.
Are you a breather?
I am a breather. I am.
I'm a mouth breather.
Yes.
Breather. Okay.
No. Deep breaths, whatever you though. Do, whatever, however you get the breath in, that's as long as you're breathing. Yeah, that's what's sure. important.
Through the nose, through the mouth, as long as there's oxygen.
Yes.
There was an episode we had with Alan Hughes. He talks about an experience about breathe, so definitely check that out.
He almost dies. He's having not a heart attack. He's like ruptured one of the things in his heart.
Very bad.
They say most people don't live from that, and because he breathed his way through it.
Still alive.
Yeah, check that episode out. Amazing. It's very cool.
All right, number two. Are we going to make it to number nine? Number two is minimize stress through exercise.
Exercise.
Really important one.
Yeah. Very important. It isn't just a mind, but a body. It's a powerful.
It's very. Those endorphins. You need those endorphins.
Absolutely. It isn't just about being physically fit. It also helps the mind. Right. Absolutely.
Clarity.
Yes.
Yes.
Sleep more, but sleep more better.
Sleep more better.
That's really powerful.
How do you sleep better?
Well, we have to get into that REM
state. Yeah, that's
and then we true. Can.
That's, I think, something that entrepreneurs, I know I struggle with quite a bit. I'm pretty busy and, you know, my brain all of a sudden wakes up at 12 o'clock at night and wants to, like, figure things out. Mm-hmm. It's hard.
Yeah,
it's
I use hard. Lavender.
Oh yeah, lavender.
Sometimes melatonin because it's a natural sleep aid.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
They sell lavender sprays that you can spray on your pillow. It actually helps.
Really?
Helps you sleep. Mm-hmm.
Lavender.
Yeah. We're here for you, Peach.
I'll hook you up later on.
All right. Let's get some lavender pillow spray.
Yes.
And then eat the right stuff.
That is true.
So true.
Amen to that.
Again, I think that is such a mental piece when we eat fuller. Bodies full of junk food and stuff, it hurts our mind.
You are what you eat. That's what I've heard a long time ago. You are what you eat.
And that's why Nutella is so awesome.
That's why Nutella is amazing. Thanks for bringing that up right at this moment. That's awesome.
Talking about food, I mean, chocolate is good food. I mean, let's face it.
Dark chocolate. Dark. Yeah. Not Nutella. That's not good for you.
They need a dark Nutella. Right. That would be good.
That's right. It has riboflavin in it, the dark chocolate. Yes. And so it's very good for you.
It's awesome because your kids don't eat it either.
That's right. Well, a lot of adults don't eat it either. So you pretty much get all of it to yourself.
I love dark chocolate. 90%. Nobody wants to eat 90%.
I do, too.
You do?
Yes.
Really?
I love it.
There's not a lot of us out there that are true chocolate fans.
Select group. Yes, for sure.
And then...
We are going to make it to 9.
Well, we're getting there. Seek human interaction.
That's so important.
Yes. That's why...
That's why we're here today, right?
Absolutely. That one's just, that's a given. I mean, on this earth.
Don't live in bubbles.
You know what I'm saying?
People need people. They just do. Like they say in that Barbra Streisand movie. People need people. He knows what I'm talking about.
He's channeling.
My inner Barbra?
Inner Barbra.
That's right.
All right, number six is get outside.
Except right now when it's so hot.
This is good stuff.
Yeah.
This is good stuff.
This is good.
Number seven, love your space. So this one talks about where you work, what meaning you have in your office.
Surround yourself with stuff that you love.
Providing a feng shui effect so that you're feeling good wherever you're at. I love that.
Yeah. Mm. When you're living in a junk pile, it doesn't assist you in moving forward.
Yeah.
All right, Bobby. Treat and... Jennifer and Sky. Treat yourself. Treat yourself.
Yeah.
Treat yourself.
I love that.
And I take that to mean also celebrate. Celebrate the little bitty good stuff that happens in your life.
Yeah.
We don't celebrate enough. When you have all these goals and you make a few little bitty goals, man, go out. My wife knows. I love having an excuse to go out and celebrate and having a party. She hates that. Hey, we're having a party at the house. And I'm like, oh, crap, my wife.
But I love that you said that because that looks different to everybody. Because for me, my idea, and this is not going to appeal to you, but for me, treating myself is going and having a manicure. Yeah. I think that feels amazing. And then when my hands look pretty and I feel pretty, then I just feel good. I feel like that's kind of my way of treating myself. So everybody does it differently.
Celebration. Just to celebrate the good stuff that's happened in your life. It doesn't have to be raw, you know, this giant things. I mean, that's powerful, powerful tool to just realize, hey, I'm moving forward. And I do like pedicures, by the way. Oh. My wife do that for
date night. He set it on. We're engraved now forever.
Yep, now you're
I love it when somebody
solid.
Plays with my feet and files it and takes the rough stuff off. That's so awesome.
TMI. No.
Cool. And those people are so awesome at it.
Yeah.
They're good.
I was going to say mine is sleep. Mine's my treat. No, just kidding. The last one, everybody, is check in with your mental health.
I thought the other one was the last one. That's why I was gubbing it so much.
Yeah.
Check in with your mindset.
Yeah.
Mindset is everything.
I think that's important.
Absolutely.
Really important.
Those were really good, Ryan. That's good biz.
Thank you.
Yeah, so check it out on Facebook, and we got that link there to all of those.
When you need to pick me up, folk, just keep listen to this episode again, this piece.
Yeah. You can't go wrong with those 9 tips,
for
sure.
No, absolutely.
All right, and then quote of the day, we're going to have Jennifer read this. So give us a second to do that.
Oh, don't forget the good news.
We'll get there.
Oh, yeah.
The quote of the day is, "This is my life. My story, my book. I will no longer let anyone else write it, nor will I apologize for the edits I make." And that was said by Steve Maraboli.
Wow.
Take it in.
Ooh, that's gonna go with my master's master's piece.
Mm-hmm. So we write our story.
Mm-hmm. We do.
We gotta be confident in that story.
And nobody else does. Mm-hmm. So don't blame everybody else for your story.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, and then the good news segment of the day is brewing their way out of the sex trade.
Whoa.
Right now,
it's a big topic
right now.
It's a lot of folks are realizing that it's a real thing.
Yeah, and I'm glad.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we have that again on the Facebook link for this full article. I'm just going to read this straight out of here. So at the Sugar and Spice Cafe in Fon. Faye, a young woman balances a tray of gourmet sandwiches, soups, and brownies. "Enjoy your soup, sir," she says as she looks the diner in the eye. There's more than meets the eye at this highly rated cafe, one of the several businesses run by a faith-based social enterprise.
Oh, enterprise.
Daughters of Cambodia. Daughters of Cambodia also have a guest house and a spa and boutique. The business provides vocational training, employment opportunities, daycare, medical treatment, counseling, and life skill classes. Started in 2007 by a British psychologist, Ruth Elliott, its mission is to help young women and men escape the sex industry by employing them and training them to start new lives.
Wow, that's
powerful. That's amazing.
I tell you, there are good people in the world doing powerful, good things. I know I say all the time, we listen to the news and it sounds like there's no good people on earth, but there is good people in this earth and they're doing amazing things.
Well, and that's what I love about this show, is that you guys are helping other people recognize what other people are doing in the world. And I think that's amazing.
Yeah. And business isn't just about cutthroat. How do I win? And how do I make?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you focus on the good you do, the money and how you're going to do it all comes.
It'll come later. Right.
And you'll have bigger, better fans. Your clients will be loyal and love you and know that you care about them. It's just all the way around. A way
and,
better to
and no matter life. What it what I love is that when you pick a stand and you're firm and you're true to yourself and you really believe what you're saying, even if people don't agree with you, they respect you.
Yes,
that's the important thing.
So true. That, it's awesome. True and people feel it and know it when you don't stand for anything.
Yes,
they
yes
see it,
when
they
you blow
it.
With whatever the new fad is or the with the wind it's yep. it's they they can't because they don't know and they don't trust you.
Yeah. And in this day and age, we're even more hyper aware.
Yeah.
Technology won't let you get away with being fake or unreal.
Right.
So trust us, people. Do good, be good, and you'll be more successful.
Hashtag be good, do good.
Hashtag be good, do good.
Lessons from the Master is our next segment, and then we'll go right into the interview.
Yes, Lessons from the Master today from Eight Wisdoms. The Master, the big piece of the Eight Wisdoms. So these eight principles are powerful, but for the eight principles to work, you have to be accountable for them yourself. And we're going to talk about that today in EFL 360 in our meeting. And it's so many folks want to say, if only this person had helped me with that, or if only I had started this then and somebody would have noticed that it was super awesome. No. If it is to be, it is up to me and my committed action, not somebody else's. Be accountable, folks. If you want to take on the world and be more powerful than you ever thought you could be, then don't give yourself excuses. Be accountable.
I love that.
You can do that by accountable partners.
Yes.
Find a committee or advisory board, best friend.
Everybody that owns a business should have some kind of advisory board that they can.
If you can find a Bobby around, hanging around.
A Bobby.
Find a Bobby.
Or Ryan.
Or Ryan.
Or Jennifer.
Or a Jennifer.
Sky up there.
Sky up in the sky. Yep. She's going to laugh in a second, I guarantee it.
All right, right into you, Bobby, for the interview with
Yes. Welcome, folks, to the Bits for Good show, and welcome Jennifer Russell Whitaker. Thank you for being on the show.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited to be here.
And as usual, most folks know, we want to know who you are first. Let's get to know Jennifer.
Okay.
So kind of just explain, tell us about what you've been doing, what's going on, what's your life like?
I am so excited. So what do I do? People ask me all the time, what do you do? And I think, what do I not do? I am so involved in so many things.
We identify with that.
Holy cow. Yeah, that's why I think I connected with you guys so well. I tried to put things in perspective here, but then I thought, no, they're all equally important to me. So don't think these have a level of 1 to 10, 1 being most important, 10 not being. They're all equally important to me. I'm a modeling coach, and I need to give a shout out to Stars Talent Studio right now because I love that talent agency. They're amazing. They promote wholesome role models in the society today. And don't we need more of that?
Absolutely. So especially in that industry. That's
yes.
Powerful.
Yes. And so I love that I get to hitch my wagon with that horse because that's such an amazing agency. And I just absolutely love everybody who works behind the scenes there because we only see what we see on magazine covers and on television shows and on movies. And we see the actors out front and they're important and definitely play their part, but those behind the scenes work so hard. And so I'm so thankful for all of them.
Awesome.
So I get to be a modeling coach with them and I get to meet amazing people doing that. And then I am a certified professional makeup artist. I certified in Los Angeles, California. I got to work on movie sets, TV sets, and print studios. It was really, really fun. Met some amazing people while I was there.
I have an interesting story of doing somebody's makeup.
Another time. That's a long story.
Yeah, enough said.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, enough said. We won't go into that.
We'll do a sequel.
And I am a public speaker. I have the opportunity, and I use that word with a lot of respect and gratification for what I get to do. I'm a public speaker, and I love to speak to women and young women about their self-worth and their value. And this last spring, I actually got to tour with the Ivy Girl Academy. And they believe in and promoting self-improvement and self-worth in young women, but also they had a mean girl makeover going on. And so we got to go to high schools, middle schools, and elementary schools and other youth groups, religious or not, to speak about loving who you are and being kinder to yourself and therefore being kinder to others. It was amazing.
Awesome.
And so
hashtag be good, do good.
Yeah,
there.
Exactly. Awesome. So it just fits so perfectly with who I am and what I believe in that it just seemed to be a perfect fit. So I love that. I look forward to the fall where I think I might get to do some more of that touring with them. So that'll be really fun.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And then I also get to go to a lot of other places where I get to speak to a lot of other youth groups. Actually, in August, I'm speaking at the University of Utah to a singles conference, and I get to talk to them about fashion and how to accessorize your good looks to work for you. So it's actually an honor for me to be able to do that. And then most importantly in my life, I can't forget those that make me the way that I am, my family. I am so thankful for not only my wonderful parents, but my three amazing children. I have a 10-year-old, a 14-year-old, and a 16-year-old, and then my husband, who has been my husband now for 19 years.
Oh,
you believe that?
Nice.
Yep,
no.
He's my Captain America, and that's what I tell people. That's mine.
Yeah.
So,
you
yes.
You had that in the bio. It was awesome.
That's awesome.
So that's who I am in a nutshell.
Awesome.
Mover and a shaker.
Mover and a shaker. Absolutely. Getting out and doing stuff.
That's how we
be
roll.
Be good, do good. That's
how she rolls.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So our next question is, what does Biz for Good mean to Jennifer? What does that mean?
When I first met you two, I was at a dynamic event, and it was so neat to be able to meet you guys. And I first of all have to say that your personalities and the for lack of better words, the feeling or the aura I get off of you is just amazing.
Energy.
The energy, that's a great word. Thank you. Yeah, it's just so, and it's just this beautiful energy that you are willing to share, and you're open, and you have this open heart,
You
give so much back to the society and to the world. And I think that it's because of companies like Biz for Good that the society works, that we have great people, because there's not just one person that can do everything. It takes a village. And I think that that's what this is. And this is just a large piece of that village. And I love that you contribute to something that makes the world a more beautiful place.
Awesome. Thank you. Usually,
oh, you're welcome.
It's awesome.
He's like, usually people don't know what to say there.
Well, they don't usually talk about us. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, wow,
that's awesome.
I almost teared up. So me and Ryan cry at
Notice they're commercial, turning away so, from the camera.
Yeah.
We cry at Sagamore. So, well, thank you for that,
yeah,
though.
Thank
that,
you.
Oh, you're welcome.
You know,
you're welcome.
Me and Ryan both, like, you know, there are great people in the world doing great things. And our motto in all the business we've ever created is what good can we do? It's not just about making revenue.
Yeah.
I mean, revenue's great, and we all like to make money.
Right,
but
right.
Doing good in the world,
yeah,
just it's it makes everything good.
Mm-hmm. And I think it goes back to what you said earlier about accountability and how when you are accountable for what you're doing, the choices you're making are you're going to be looking at a higher level of satisfaction rather than I'm doing this to make money. And I look at so many people today who struggle, and that is the first thing they say is, well, why do you do this? Because I want to make more money. And you think, well, that's great, but are you going to be happy doing that? Is that what you really want to do? Do you want to go sit in that office and make that much money when you're going to be so unhappy all day long that you're there?
Yeah.
Does the paycheck really matter when you don't love what you do?
Absolutely.
So
yeah,
it's my mission in life to get people to quit hating getting out of bed in the morning and going to their work.
Yeah, because work is so much a part of your life when you're in it. It's a large chunk of your life, so enjoy it.
Yeah.
I love doing this podcast.
I do too. It's fun. You know, we did this just to kind of have some fun and just have something to do, but it's been so rewarding. I just love meeting the folks.
Oh,
I love meeting the people that are doing cool, powerful stuff. And I mean, we've had just so many neat people. And Ryan, you rock, man.
Oh, you rock. We all rock.
We all rock. Sorry, we're getting a little emotional. Jennifer's connecting
to
us spiritually.
I'm the female estrogen power here. I'll bring it in. I'll bring that back. But the other thing I wanted to add was Biz for Good. When I was asked to be able to come in and do this podcast, when I officially got the email, I thought, oh my word, this is amazing. This is going to be so cool to be able to go on and talk about what I have a passion about. Because I like to say it's what I do for work, but I don't feel like I'm working because I love what I'm doing. And so it doesn't feel like work to me. And so, yes, and saying that doesn't mean that there aren't hard days. It doesn't mean there aren't stressful moments because everybody's going to have that crunch time stressful moment. And working in the industry I work in, trust me, it's the quicker the dead. I kid you not. It's not going to be an industry for everyone, but I love it. And you thrive or you don't. And I just thrive in that atmosphere and I love it. But everybody has their niche, their thing that they do that they love. And that's what I love about what I do is it's mine and I can make it my own. And that's what I love about it. And that's what I think everybody should do.
You say that with such excitement that it's mine. If everybody could say that, this is mine.
Well, it should be, shouldn't it? It should be what you love.
It's sad to me that people don't. Yes. This is mine. Yeah. I love it.
That's powerful. Thank you.
And I love it.
Thank you.
That's powerful.
Wow, this amazing guest.
Thank you.
That's how we roll here.
Thank you.
Okay, Ryan. So
that's how we roll.
That's how we do it. One really quick thing. When I was starting to do some stuff, I wanted to attack the media. Like, why are you putting all the bad news out? Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, that's bad. I'm doing biz for bad. So we got to pump out the good. So thanks for all you do.
Oh, thank you.
So with that, why do you do what you do?
Yeah, why do you do, Jennifer?
Well, I watched a movie a long time ago called One Fine Day, and it stars George Clooney and Michelle Pfeiffer. And Michelle, this will date me. It was made a long time ago, but I remember watching it, and there's a line in there where Michelle Pfeiffer says, it's like I'm holding all of these balls, and if somebody comes and takes one of my balls, they're all going to fall, and I'm going to drop them all. And I love... my mom has a saying that she used to always say. She'd say, if you want something done, go to the busiest person and it will get done. And I totally believe that. I totally believe that. I have all this stuff
doers.
Going on.
There are doers in the world.
Yes, yes. I have all of these things going on. And when one more thing comes on, I have my moment where I'm like, oh, can I do one more thing? But then I think, yeah, because it defines me. Mm-hmm. Everything I do has a purpose in my life. If it didn't, I wouldn't do it. And so I love what I do. I do what I do because it helps reinforce my overall motto and feeling for life. And my feeling for life is you can be as amazing and wonderful as you want to be, and you cannot let the world define you and make you somebody who you are not. So everybody's different, and what I teach all of my models, every time we have a class, I tell them confidence, confidence, confidence. And when we were with our photographer the other day, the photographer who also was amazing, he said, you know, if you could teach your models one thing for me, I would love for you to say to them, I can Photoshop anything, but I cannot create confidence. And I loved that. And I want to spill that over into everyday life, that when you go into any situation, arrive confidently, do it with power. And then when you're there, people won't know that you don't know what you're doing. People won't know that you're new. People won't know that you're nervous. They won't, because you're there and you arrive with power and confidence, not egotism, not arrogance. There's a difference.
There is a difference. They are not sure of themselves. No. They don't have confidence when it's ego.
Yeah, you have to. Ego is a poor substitute for confidence. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Confidence is very, very important, and I teach them that all the time. And then I tell them when I think this is really important. Everybody had to start somewhere. Everybody had to start somewhere. It doesn't matter how big you get. You were small at one time.
Everybody.
That's so true. I want them to remember, because I work with some amazing dynamic people, and so I tell them often, when you become rich and famous, I want you to remember that you were there because of the shoulders of giants that you stood on to get there. And I want you to never stop being grateful. One of my great friends, who is also a model, and he tours the world modeling. He's very successful at what he does. Every time I see a Facebook post from him, he's talking about gratitude for one person or another. And I love that, because that is exactly who we need to be. We need to be grateful, because then we send that out into the universe, and people know that, and more people are willing to help you. They're willing to help you succeed when they know that you're grateful, when they know that you...
Gratitude.
It isn't always just about you.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of writing a book, too, and one of the chapters, or the end part, is influences.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a great influence, I'm sure, in followers.
Right.
So when he's sharing gratitude, that influences the followers or his fans or,
right.
or whoever. And it's just kind of a ripple effect, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's awesome.
Yeah.
I tell people all the time that we are all I'm the only me that exists. And you're the only you that exists. You are the most unique thing in the universe that you are. And when you realize that, how powerfully amazing mm-hmm. every one of us as human beings are, mm-hmm. the sky's the limit.
Yeah.
You're not tacked down by all of the crap and the noise in the world that tells you you got to be this, you got to do that. You yes. are. You are you, and that is so cool.
That is. I love that you said that because I tell them that too. I tell them, you know why you're all sitting here today is because you want to achieve becoming a professional model. You want to be and do something wonderful and great with your life. You have to understand that everyone in this room has potential for greatness and power. And that's, having said that, look at the models around the world. Look at every billboard you see, every commercial, every advertisement you see. Nobody looks the same. Everybody looks different, and they need that. We need different, because it helps us embrace who we are, and that's what I want. A model's career isn't forever. I know that might come as a shock to you guys, but it's not forever. I mean, eventually you get this swear word called wrinkles, and you have to retire, you know? And it's like, oh no! And so, you know, you have to retire, but you think, okay,
but you where could do I go to now? Retire into something else.
Yeah, where,
and make
yeah.
a new piece. I mean, we're always
exactly.
over remaking yourself is fun. It's a powerful
yeah.
thing. I mean, instead of your life being over.
Yes, exactly. And but if that's where you put all your eggs in that basket and then you're done, that's when you go into depression. That's when you go into questions of self-worth, because absolutely. Then you think, well, who am I really? If it's not what you do that defines you.
Oh my gosh.
What you been, do define you.
I have a buddy, Jerry Lund. He's a fireman. He's been a first responder for over 20 years.
Awesome.
And he came to a place where he thought that's, you know, he was defined by being a fireman.
Yeah.
And he realized, you know what? I'm more than just a fireman.
Right.
I am Jerry.
Yeah. And that's pretty cool.
And it is. it's such a powerful aha for all of us.
Yeah.
That when we realize we are so cool.
Yes. Yes, and that's one of the reasons that I loved makeup. I wanted to, long time ago, my dream was to become a dermatologist. That's what I wanted to do, and I thought that would be so cool. But then my life took a different turn, and I married the man of my dreams and had a family, and that took me in a different place. So I went to makeup school for that reason, because I realized I still wanted to work in that same type of a field, work with the skin, work with people. But every time I work with somebody with makeup, I get to create the best version of themselves. And so when they see themselves and they say, oh my gosh, I've had a number of women just start to cry. And of course I tell them, don't cry. We have to fix the makeup. Don't cry. And so they'll start to cry, and I'll tell them, no, don't cry. But what I tell them is, you know what? I haven't changed who you are. I've just brought out how amazing you are. And that's what I want them to see.
That's cool.
Why I love makeup.
Wow.
I mean, yes, you can become a chameleon. Yes, we can create zombies. Yes, we can make you look like you don't have an eye or a nose or whatever. But what I love is when you get to beauty makeup, when you get to high fashion makeup, when you get to lifestyle makeup, you're just bringing out the best version of yourself. That's
wow.
all it is.
Boom.
She's awesome. Drop the mic. Bam.
Ching.
Love it.
Thanks,
all
guys.
Right. Let's let's get personal with her. Let's
last
ask her.
Question.
Okay.
Rock, paper?
No. Ryan, it's you. I talk too much anyway.
You sure about that?
Yeah, go on.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah, okay. If you could meet anybody, Jennifer, now or in the past, who would it be and why?
I've had a lot of time to think about this, actually.
Oh, that's awesome.
My person, there's so many, but the one that comes to my mind first is Eleanor Roosevelt. I've read a few biographies of Eleanor Roosevelt, and she is an amazing woman, was an amazing woman. She made changes in the United States of America that may have happened, but not till far later if she hadn't been there. I love her life story. She came from a father who was very alcoholic, who eventually ended up dying from his alcoholism, and a mother who told her, Eleanor, you are going to have to go to a finishing school because you're not pretty enough for a man to want to marry you. And
wow.
That was the image her mom placed in her head her entire life. So she did. She went to a school and she learned gifts and talents, and she had a sense of humor and she was funny. And that was the first thing her husband said he admired about her, was that she was not only funny, she was articulate. She knew what she wanted. She had a good head on her shoulders. And that isn't about your looks at all. Because let's face it, ladies and men, eventually the looks are going to go. And what do you have left? And so you have to decide what's important and what's inside.
I've seen pretty, really old people.
That's true. That's true. Yes. I'm not saying you get ugly. I'm just saying you're not who you were when you were 20.
Yeah, so true.
You know? Well,
you know, I love that because she was.
She's amazing.
She has done almost as much for the country as her
husband.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed.
I mean, for the United States. I mean, just that's a great...
Yeah,
she is,
and I just think if I could spend 24 hours and just have her tell me, just talk to her, just be able to have an amazing conversation with her and just say, why did you do it? What makes you want to do that? I would love that. To be able just to talk to her as a friend would be amazing.
Mm. Is there anybody alive today that you would like to sit down with?
Yeah. Yeah, I actually have, I think that without getting crazy, and don't anybody throw raw food at me, but
We just have some peanuts.
I think I would like to sit down with George W. Bush.
Yeah.
I think he is I've read his book, Decision Point, and yes, there can be a lot of comments swayed negatively, but I really think that he had to make some tough decisions, and I think he did a great job, and I would love to meet him. I would love to sit down with him. I think that there's some great political leaders. I think there's some great great actors and actresses that make a stand. I love when I can hear that an actor and actress has been married for more than 10 years to the same person, because I think, you know, that takes a lot of
work.
You know, and there's so many people out there that are so amazing. And like I said, you have to make hard choices. You have to make a stand. And even if you don't agree with it, you can respect somebody.
Yeah, I just finished the Patrick Swayze autobiography.
Oh, is that good?
Wow, that relationship with him and his wife, 19 years.
Oh, cool.
19 years.
Yeah.
That is a great biography.
That's really cool.
Their story. That relationship, that doesn't happen in Hollywood as much. And I'm with you.
No.
Like, when you hear that stuff, you just get excited that it can happen. And
and it makes it possible. There. And you think, okay, so it's there. It's possible. It's achievable. And really, what isn't? You know, if you can think it, if you can dream it, you can do it. And that's what Walt Disney used to say.
Yes.
I love Walt Disney. Oh my goodness, I love Walt Disney.
We've got a few folks in our circle that are big Disney fans.
Yes, huge.
Well, so am I.
Big time. Started in a barn.
My grandpa, and he's passed on, but my grandpa loved Disney so much that when he passed away, my family actually had a brick made with his name, so it sits in Disneyland there with his name on it. And such a huge Disney fan. He is just amazing. So now he's been, you know, he's a part of Disneyland now, and I love that.
Immortalized.
Yeah, there you go. That's the word I was thinking, but I didn't want to botch that when it came out.
Immortalized.
Yes.
That's so cool.
Yes.
Well, awesome.
Yeah, this has been great.
This has been great. You know, we like always, we would love to talk, you know, for a couple hours, because that's we totally could, and you would be so awesome to talk to forever.
Thank you.
But things do have to come to an end.
So
and
where can we find more information?
Yes.
Is there stuff out there that you'd like to share?
You know what? If you're interested in talent agency work at all, Stars Talent Studio is amazing, and you can find them at starstalentstudio.com. Their office is in Sandy.
Starstalentstudio.com.
Yes, yes. And their office is in Sandy right now, and it's just, they're amazing. And so, yes, we're... there's that. And then as far as makeup artistry, I generally am booked by word of mouth or by appointment. I don't have a website. I just have people refer people to me, and that's how I get jobs. Yeah.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
That is powerful.
That says something. That says something.
You got an A-lister.
Yes. Awesome.
Look at him.
get in touch with you, email, Facebook.
Facebook. You can find me on Facebook at Jennifer Russell Whitaker. I also, I'm my information's on the website at Stars Talent Studio, so you can find me there. My they have my email and business information on there as well.
Awesome.
So yeah.
Awesome. And we'll put all that stuff too, and we'll have notes from the show. We always do notes from the show, so that'll be on the website too, and
awesome.
All kinds of good stuff. So hey Ryan.
Hashtag
be good, do good.
Hashtag
be good, do good. Hashtag
be good, do good.
Ow, whoopee. That's a wrap, folks.
Thank you for listening to the Biz for Good show series with Bobby Glenn James and Ryan Pilkington. We want to thank our guests and all our fans of the show. Again, you can find us online at bizforgoodshow.com and on all our social platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. Have a great day, and remember, be good, do good.